Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. We've got a big broadcast lined up for you today on this live Wednesday edition, the 14th day of March 2007. Asian and European stocks have plunged today. They're, of course, many hours ahead of us. Asia as many as 18 hours ahead. Europe, 8 to 6 hours ahead, depending on which region. Asian stocks plunged and European shares opened sharply lower after Wall Street chalked its second biggest point drop in 4 years and rattled already nervous markets worldwide. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrials has lost quite a few points and is gyrating up and down. The tumble came just as international markets were recovering in recent days from sharp declines in early March, amid concerns about overvalued stock prices and slower U.S. economic growth. Oh, really? Last week, they were trying to pump you up, to sucker you in even deeper. Remember all those articles I read where they were saying it was the best ever, milk and honey? Your government media doesn't twist anything. They care about... All right, I'm not going to get cynical. Not yet. But those worries resurfaced as troubles at U.S. subprime lenders, now it's lenders, and lackluster retail sales pushed the Dow Jones Industrials down nearly 2% Tuesday, sparking sell-offs across Asia. Stocks in Japan, Hong Kong, Malaysia, and India, and Australia all fell more than 2%, while shares in Singapore and the Philippines tumbled at least 3%. In Europe, London's FTSE 100 dropped 1.7% shortly after the open, while Germany's DAX lost 1.8%. France's CAC 40 was also 1.7% lower. On the Tokyo Exchange, Asia's biggest bourse, the benchmark Nikkei 225 index, sank 5.0195 points or 2.92% to finish at 16,676.89 points. Foreign investors who bought up stocks during the recent rally led the selling, traders said. Hong Kong's Sing Index fell 2.6%, Indian stocks dropped 3.1%, and Philippine stocks plunged 3.4%. Overnight, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 242.66 points, or 1.97, to 12,075.96 amid concerns about problems at U.S. subprime lenders who provide mortgages to people with poor credit. The U.S. Commerce Department also said sales at retailers rose less than expected to 0.1% in February, suggesting consumer spending might be waning. So that's the news there. Meanwhile, late mortgage payments reach all-time high. It is a record for non-payment of mortgages across the country, and these mortgage companies are so leveraged, are so incredibly leveraged right now that even just a payment a month or two late can cause domino devastation to the markets. We'll go over that when we get back. If you want good news, they're talking about American Idol and Britney Spears on other channels. The neocons are talking about Hillary wanting Gonzalez to resign and how she's a hypocrite. Tell us something we don't know. All right, Mass is the news straight ahead. It's a huge transmission. I'll tell you about the guest, too.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
There is no way to air it all in one show. It's a 53-minute speech. On two separate occasions, listeners mailed it to us, and then I can't find it in my office or any of my storage buildings. Every time I ever tried to, I just don't have the staff. You know, I get sent hundreds of videos. And then we just don't have the staff or the time or the energy to go through it all. But I don't want to tell you not to send us videos, because we do look at a lot of it and we do find a lot of it because of you. But if you do have the Ron Paul neocon speech that he gave, what, almost 4 years ago on VHS, send it to us this time, and we'll put it in a glass case and hang it from the ceiling so nobody can lose it. But we did find a YouTube site that has basically every speech Ron Paul's given the last few years, and it does have the neocon speech, which I think is one of his most powerful, up there in total, and it really upset the White House, and we've got it, we're grabbing it, the network's grabbing the audio, we're grabbing the video here, though it's not that good a quality, and during the show today, I'll air at least 10-15 minutes of it. And then tomorrow I'll try to air 10-15 minutes of it, and then we'll try to air the rest of it on Friday. Even if we have to cancel some guests we've got coming up in the next few days, I've always wanted to air this neocon speech, which I had a chance to read, and then one time I did watch a few minutes of it on one of the magically hiding tapes around here. Literally, folks, we have just mountains of tapes to the ceiling. And that's why it really helps when you tape stuff off television for us and then you mark it and say what's where on the tape or on the DVD. Quite a way to start a radio show. I'm Alex Jones, and I'm really trying my best to fight the tyranny. I'm really trying my best to wake people up and get them involved in the fight against the tyranny. I'm really trying to save this country because I live here. I love this nation. My family lives here. We have long, deep roots into the soil of this nation. And it's not just that I want to save the United States. I mean, if the country was changing into something that was better, and it was really better, I'd probably be all for it. I'm not adverse to change. If it's good change. In fact, I like change. But what the U.S. is being replaced with is total and complete oppression, degradation, a dumbed-down, just really disgusting public. I can't even hardly listen. And growing up, I didn't understand what it meant to be sardonic. Now I do. And I guess you become sardonic because you don't have a high view of yourself. I don't have a high view of myself. Half the time I look like a overweight, you know, hunchback, disheveled individual these days because I'm such a sequestered, you know, like some type of old tinkerer or just constantly works over the stove, but over the foundry. But I'm already digressing. I just listen to the public and I look at them. And I look at their dull eyes, and I listen to their even duller statements, and I don't have some good feeling of being smarter than them or better informed than them. It's a feeling of horror and disgust. And I was driving into the office this morning, and I flipped over and listened to the neocon in nonpartisan clothing, Glenn Beck, going into how horrible the pedophiles are and how once you're convicted of it, you should never be let out of prison again. And just how terrible it is, on and on and on. But he'll never talk about DynCorp running child kidnapping rings. He'll never talk about Halliburton doing it. He'll never talk about Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. He'll never talk about the 3,000-plus missing children in Florida grabbed by CPS. I mean, they're just gone. They found a lot of them dead in other states or other countries. Some are sold if they're, you know, past the age of 10, right into sweatshops overseas. Yeah, I mean, that's America. There's no due process, no control, no... it even comes out in a few places in the mainstream newspapers and maybe a few times on CNN, but you're not going to stop them. Without force, they're going to keep doing it right out in the open. No, he's going to sit up there and say, any sex crime, you never need to be let out of prison again. And I can hear him getting all excited talking about it. He's really something, folks. I know how to assess these people. I'm just going to leave it at that. And, you know, did you know that in every state, every week, because I scan the news wires, I see the stories where you pull over on the side of the highway because there isn't a rest stop or there isn't a gas station, and you run off down the side of the embankment or you lean up against the car and you relieve your bladder, and the state police have been told to pull over to take you to jail and you're charged with sex crime of exposing yourself, indecent exposure, and then you get put in the sexual offender registry. Now, I remember growing up and, you know, you saw cars stopped all over. No, people know. You don't pull over, you don't run behind the tree, or you become a sex offender. It's absolutely amazing what this country's turned into. And they charge people every day of the week. or you're, and there are literally thousands of cases a year of the 18-year-old who was 17 and he was dating a 16-year-old girlfriend, but now he's 18, and they don't care if she's even turned 17. They find out, well, wait, you just turned 17, but you're pregnant. That means, oh, 2 months before you turned 17, you got pregnant with your boyfriend who you've been dating for 2 years. And so he's going to go to jail, and he's going to have a sex offender listing. So, see, that's how it works, folks. You're going to get a sex offender registry. Your son, your daughters are, for things that almost every one of us did. I mean, I had girlfriends that were out of high school when I was in high school, and I had girlfriends that were a year younger than me. And you do what everybody, or almost everybody, was involved in. I'm not saying it's a good thing to be promiscuous, get in a lot of trouble, have a lot of problems. And your life's over. And there's cops and judges all day long who, when they were 18, did the same thing, and they don't care. They'll lock you up and feel good about it. All right? And they catch you behind that tree, relieving your bladder. You're going to jail, and you're going to be a sex offender. Now, you want to load Russian children up, three-year-olds, to be taken to be raped by Saudi Arabians and to be used up and killed in many cases, there's nothing going to happen to you. And pieces of trash like Glenn Beck are going to get up on the air and shoot their mouths off all high and mighty about how we need to lock everybody up. That's how this works. And Congressman Foley's going to call for any type of sex crime, life in prison, no parole, while he runs the missing and exploited children, because he's a dirtbag pervert. And it's Justice Department's own numbers. They don't like to publicize them. That the biggest, most dangerous group where you're going to find pedophiles is in two areas: truancy officers and CPS workers. And it's a fact. Go take criminology. Go buy a criminology textbook. It's actually admitted. I can't believe they admit this stuff, but they know most people don't read this stuff. And that's who protects our kids. You see, the totally out of their gourd nutcase on drugs pervert goes out and tries to grab your kid out of your front yard. The smart ones go to school. They get badges and guns. They load children on jets. And they fly them out, folks. And they have their way with them right here. And they dig up the little dead bodies with their heads cut off. That one little case that finally got on CNN, the black girl, CPS. And it turns out the head of CPS, the top three people in Florida, are all convicted child rapists. And it's just swept under the rug. Now, that's who runs our society. And if you don't think these people will carry out 9/11, you've got another thing coming. So I flip over to the next channel, and I listen to Neil Bortz, who calls for me to be put in a FEMA camp. And he's on there with this idiot caller, all emotional and feeling good, talking about how good George Bush is and what a big hypocrite Hillary is and how they only fired 7 U.S. attorneys and why Hillary fired them all and the travel office and everything they did and how good Gonzalez is, as if it makes what Gonzalez is doing okay because Hillary did something far worse. No, that doesn't make it okay. It shows you that both sides are on the same side. And by the way, Hillary and Clinton, Hillary and Bill did the more corrupt but more clean thing. They just fired everybody right up front. They're right. No, they're making a distraction with the fact that Hillary did that, instead of looking, and of course she's a hypocrite calling for Gonzalez to resign, and then he can rightfully, you know, say, well, she's a hypocrite, I'm not going to. The real meat and potatoes are hidden deeper in the articles, in that U.S. attorneys were told to prosecute Democrats that were going to win races and set Democrats up to frustrate the electoral process. That's the issue. Instead, we're running around talking about, do they have a right to fire U.S. attorneys? They fired U.S. attorneys that wouldn't engage in crimes. That's the issue here. We'll be right back.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I mean, I listen to these self-righteous people call into these neocon talk shows, and they talk about how conservative they are and how good they are and how good President Bush is. President Bush admittedly, premeditatively, has lied to the American people over and over again. And most of the neocon followers deny that, but some of them go, of course he lied. That's how you get things done. Well, understand something and understand it good. For all of you out there, you're not part of the power system. You're not part of the power structure. I would always tell the Democrats this when they were supporting Bill Clinton when he was having everybody murdered. And was trying to get rid of our borders and selling out our secrets and trying to go after the Second Amendment, Democrats would just get all giddy and, oh, he's my daddy. I mean, I heard him on talk shows. He's like the nation's father. Oh, I see him as a father figure. I mean, it's so pathetic, okay? Do you understand that? You mean nothing to the elite. Everything they do is about getting control of you. Everything they do is about getting you on welfare, in the criminal justice system, or in debt. Okay? Everything is about extracting your labor, and that's only in the consolidation phase, which is almost completed. When the elite's done consolidating all the wealth, that's only a means to an end for mass extermination. And I know the Austin Chronicle a few weeks ago, I wasn't aware of it, but somebody emailed it to me, I saw it last night, made a big joke about how all my cult followers in Austin believe the government wants to kill us and that we're, you know, I'm real sorry, scum, that you don't go to eugenics.org and read the master plan. I'm real sorry that you're not informed, okay? But government killed over 200 million people in the last century, and it was done by design. 200 million. How many sports stadiums of 100,000 people is that? How many? In fact, I don't have a calculator in front of me. John, do you have one up there? How many times? Let me write it out here, but I have to be silent to do it. I'm not very good at math. How many times is 100,000 go into 200 million? Now, we're rounding it down. It's conservatively 200 mil, just counting five big mass murder governments. If you count some of the others, it's around 220 or so with some more change. But 200 million divided by 100,000. How many sports stadiums of 100,000 is that? How many? 2,000, yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. 2,000 sports stadiums of 100,000 people. I know, pretty soon you're going to say Stalin and Hitler and Mao didn't do that, but then the Khmer Rouge and Pol Pot. 100,000 capacity football stadiums overflowing, jammed with men, women, and children. And the very crew, the grandchildren and the sons and daughters of the people that did that are running China, Germany, Russia, England, the United States, Africa, Latin America. They run it all, and they're saying this time they're going to get at least half of us. And top professors get up in front of 2,000-person crowds, 1,800-person crowds, and they get standing 95% standing ovations when they say we need a, quote, Chinese-style police state to implement this. And DynCorp and Halliburton are in the Chicago Tribune, admittedly running giant child kidnapping rings. Well, if that's the case, then why are you still alive? Well, it's a miracle, isn't it? And it's because they know there's millions of us fighting them, and they know it draws attention to things. But that doesn't mean one day they won't have one of their programmed individuals do something. It doesn't mean I haven't been physically attacked. It doesn't mean I haven't been through a lot of stuff you don't even know about, folks. But it's almost like they don't want to, and it isn't what I want, but they think it's what I want. I know that's in their assessment. It's just that I don't care. I'm committed. It isn't about me. It isn't about Alex Jones. And I have lost a lot not having as big an ego as I once did. You know, the drive to be dominant, the drive to be number one, the drive to be the really fighting the globalists because I'm tough. A lot that's all faded away, and now it's just single-mindedness. Now it's just single-minded mission. I mean, these people are the scum of the earth. And they need to be brought down to size. They need to be defeated. We'll be right back. I'll get into all the news. I'll try to cut the rant off. Go to your calls. Got a big guest coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Does this sound bring on a sudden onset of fear? A fear of not knowing who's on the other end? Do you avoid picking up the phone, knowing it's just going to be another harassing phone call from a debt collector? Do you resent your daily trips to the mailbox, knowing it will be flooded with notices from creditors? Over 1 million credit card holders will declare bankruptcy this year. Learn how to legally eliminate your credit card debt. Want to know more? Call 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? What sounds so easy and convenient?
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer, and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. 9547.
Back. Now, I mean, I have been changing. You can probably tune in and tell that. And I've just gotten to the point where I just don't care anymore. And it's fully hit me just how evil our enemies are. It's so unbelievable. The things they do, the things they're involved in, the things they do to innocents. And then just the unfathomless ignorance of the general public and their willingness to be conned, their willingness to be lied to, their willingness to be abused, their unbelievable cowardice. Now, I've got all this news in front of me. I know we got Joe and Lewis and Joe and Richard and Vincent and many others holding, and I'll go to some of your calls, but we've got Asian markets falling. We've got the stock market falling. Here in the United States, every major index. And I don't know if we're going to go into a huge recession right now. We've never left one for the last, really, 20 years. They just keep telling you the economy's great. And let me explain that. I'm not an economist, but I've interviewed many economists.
George Humphreys, degreed economist right here in Austin, Texas, but I've interviewed just scores of them. Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, you heard him a few months ago. And they said that if things aren't reversed, we're going to have a total global depression. And then I say, well, are the globalists reversing the policies? Oh, no, they're intensifying them. They're greasing the skids. So I'm not saying what's going to happen, but I don't need to talk to George Humphreys or Joseph Stiglitz. I don't need to talk to them to be able to go, gee, we've got the highest debt ratio we've had since the Great Depression. They're mailing credit cards every other day to people that are broke and don't have jobs. But they don't send it to you if you've got good credit and pay your debts. And people are being encouraged that it's normal to have three mortgages on your house. And almost everybody I knew 10 years ago that had jobs as engineers at Dell or Advanced Micro Devices or Motorola has now run lawn companies, and their wife works at HEB at the grocery store. And there's illegal aliens everywhere driving down the wages. And the government's openly talking about total blanket amnesty and unlimited welfare for all these people. I know that almost every dollar of tax money that you pay never touches any services and goes directly into private banks and private corporations' hands. Just everything is a lie. It's all a fraud. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I guess what's happened over the years is I tend to get conditioned myself and acclimated to where I see incredible news reports and it doesn't even shock me anymore. Like the Israeli ambassador found tied up in a courtyard with a red ball in his mouth, naked with a bunch of sex toys around him. I don't even cover that because that's not even anything on that's nothing compared to cancer viruses being put in the vaccines. It just doesn't even rate. Or I read where, oh, they're going to make diabetes patients take microchips if they want care, you know, at government-funded hospitals. Or the Mexican Attorney General is going to make all his employees take chips. Or a hospital's, you know, making all the new babies have a chip put in their umbilical cord at birth. I don't even cover it now. And I guess it's just kind of, I've been unacclimated. It's just things are really coming clearly to me, and I just am seeing it for what it is. And it's amazing. A caller called yesterday and talked about how he was talking to his friend's sister in Arizona and how she got there for 45 minutes. None of the kids were coming out. Parents aren't allowed to go into schools. There's barbed wire fences around them, armed guards. You know, the parents are being taught who the boss is. The schools say the kids belong to them when they've got them. The state's, you know, letting you know it's the boss, just bullying. And if you buy into it, that's the way it is. The child comes out and says, "Free, you know, free to speak freely, sir. May I speak freely?" And they're not allowed to talk any part of the day at their lunch. And I go, "Oh yeah, I remember seeing a bunch of articles about that, and I didn't even think to cover those. How they're training them how to be prisoners." And then knowing that'll sell most of the public on, well, you know, they're out of control. We need discipline. They did that by design to get things out of control. Then they come in with the extreme. It's called problem, reaction, solution. And every day I see the cases here in Austin, around the country, where a neighbor sees some 4- and 5-year-olds playing in a fenced-in backyard. They're homeschoolers. They decide that it's illegal for kids to not be in school because they watch the sitcoms and the dramas and the fiction, which then sets the parameters for reality. And they call the CPS, and the parent still doesn't know at the door. And the CPS says, "Mind if I come in?" And they see a fur ball on the ground or a dirty dishes. Then they come with police, grab your children, and then if you're blessed and fight them for a year, you might get them back. I mean, I've seen the crimes, folks. I've witnessed it personally. I've been
in the dirt, down in the trash, as they say. And it's just so alien to me. It's so alien. And then I hear all these simpering fake liberals who just spew whole false paradigms. They just spew an entire litany of truths and half-truths and zero-truths, and it's just all mixed together, and they run around feeling good about themselves as the all-powerful state grows and grows. And then I watch the conservatives. They're not conservatives. They're just members of a team. It's like their football team. And no matter what it does, it's okay. All right. I mean, I just get to the point where I spend hours and hours reading the news, and then I get up here on air, and I just can't even cover it. I don't even want to look at it after I've already read it two or three times. I don't even want to have to analyze how bad it is. I'm disgusted. What is the point of even proving how bad it is anymore? There's almost $4 trillion missing from the Pentagon. The Pentagon gets up in front of Congress and says, we're not going to tell you where it is. It's none of your business. The people running the White House are all former Trotskyites. I mean, you can't make this type of stuff up. They're openly building FEMA camps everywhere. National talk show hosts are on the radio every day reading off talking points saying we should all be put in them if we don't agree with the government. I'm living in a twilight zone. How could you not see how crazy it is? And they've got us so overextended. They have doubled the money supply in the last 6 years. A year ago they announced they're going to double it again in the next two. Then they made the money supply secret. Folks, if they don't continue now to expand the money supply, then it will start contracting, and that's what they want, and they're going to contract the money supply where you won't even be able to get your money out of the bank to pay things, even if you have savings, much less if you're in debt. There won't be physical currency to pay it. I mean, they are setting us up so bad. It's like watching a car on the railroad tracks. And there's a huge locomotive coming, a speed train, a bullet train, at 150 miles an hour. And you see the car on the tracks, and you walk over to the people, and they're giggling and laughing like they're on PCP or something. And you tell them, listen, you need to get out of the car, or you need to start the car. What's wrong with your car? Does it not work? And they just start giggling at you, saying, what car? And you say, you're in a car. You're on railroad tracks. There's a train 3 miles away. It's going to be here in a minute and a half. Listen to me. You need to get your car started, and you look in the car, and it's not just that, you know, it's a gibbering idiot at the wheel who thinks they know everything, and they're laughing at you. But you look in the car, and there's four children in the car, and they don't deserve what's going to happen to them. Look, these yuppies and liberals and conservatives and you know, lawyer, Harley-driving 50-year-olds who think they own the planet and think they're part of the elite. I'm not saying you're bad if you own a Harley, but you know who I'm talking about. The know-it-all types. You think they're part of the elite or nothing. Total trash, weaklings, chicken necks. They need to be pounded upside the head, basically. You know the type I'm talking about. And they're laughing at you. And here comes the train, man. You just step back. How many times have I had to warn people and talk about something and lay it out, and then you just step back and watch the train just smash the car into a million pieces, and there's little bodies flying up in the air? I mean, we told you they'd go in Iraq. We told you they'd break it in three parts. We told you they'd fund sectarian violence because that was the official Pentagon plan. We told you they're going to pump up the mortgages by design and then implode them. They're doing it. We told you they'd come out with a new phase of live virus vaccines. They already had the stuff in the vaccines to begin with, but now they were going to announce it. It attacks the brain. It does. Folks, that's why most of the public can't think. They took vaccines that had viruses designed to attack the brain. And it doesn't matter if I've got mainstream news articles about it. People just hear this show and think I'm talking like a space alien. We're living in a totally insane world. You know, I say I'm going to get to the news, and I just can't do it. I've just gotten to the point where I can't do it. Like, I'm totally torn right now about an article Paul Watson broke. And I've been wanting to attack these people. I've been wanting to expose them. I know exactly what they are. There's no debating it. It's as obvious as a bump on a log. It's just as a nose on your face. I mean, these people running around saying no planes at Tower 1 or 2. These people saying space lasers did it. These people who come out, get cred for about a year, and then they show themselves. And it's pretty obvious, you know, where some of these people worked, where they came from. But then just to have it confirmed, one of the screw-loose-change top debunkers has gone public and said that they were told to go to conferences to try to get people to talk about anti-Semitism, to try to tie it to Holocaust denial. We know that's a government program. To try to promote and push certain individuals we know are disinfo operatives. And now one of them's gone public with it. I mean, I already knew it. And I could read this and tell you this is the real deal. This is one of their own people going, look, you know, I can't be part of this. Again, it's like folks saying, well, if 9/11 was an inside job, people would go public. It usually takes 10 years, folks, for people, and then a lot of times they get whacked. But this individual says he's going to go public with more, and he said it got scary at the end, and he hopes he's going to be a safe and okay. See, one of these little camp followers found out this is a lot more serious than you thought, wasn't it? This stuff's real, okay? I've been in the smoking rooms where they've offered me money to sell out to them. Folks, this stuff's real, okay? It's real. They killed those people. They'll probably kill me. I put my family in danger because I love this country and I've got to stand up for other people. And I pray God protect me. But this stuff's real and I want it to burn into your brains just how real it is. Just how serious it is. Just how scary it is. Because the people running the world enjoy hurting innocents. Do you understand that? They like it that children are getting their arms and legs blown off of landmines. They like what Saudi Arabia and Israel do in the sex trade. They like what Malaysia does. They like it. They like poisoning you. They enjoy hurting you. You know, I learned something. You learn something every day. I didn't know that there was a book written called Biometrica. I didn't know that biometrics is a school of eugenics. I didn't know they had all these kooky calculations they made, and that they openly said that people who they didn't want to be part of the elite, that they were going to poison through injections and other things. Oh, God, I've learned so much. Just the more I learn, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. To police, military, anybody listening, I'm begging you, man, find out what I'm saying is true. I mean, they wrote a book in the 20s called Biometrica. Oh, man, they've had this planned a while. And I just don't know how somebody could do this. And we got to beat them. They got a lot of power, a lot of technology, a lot of brainwashed people serving them. Most of their servants, though, were just scared, and so they deny what we're saying. They decide to rationalize what their bosses are doing. But I just can't see this standing. I can't see them getting away with this. And for all the evil they've done, it's all just the beginning. It's just setting the table. For the last 100 years, they've been setting the table. And they got the water out. They got the iced tea pitcher. They got the butter and the pepper and the salt and the plates and the knives and the forks and the napkins and the bouquet arrangement. And now they're starting to bring out the roast and the side dishes. And it's steaming. And folks, they're getting their knives and forks in their hands. That's how close it is, okay? The 200 million they killed, 100,000 person sports stadiums. Think about that. Image that in your mind. 2,000 2,000 sports stadiums with 100,000 people in each one, men, women, children with lives, with people they love, with family histories, with land they owned and ideas and little songs they told their children, little stories that have been passed down from great-grandma, recipes, culture, all destroyed, all to destroy cultures. The globalists always go into strong, happy areas and they kill everybody. Well, I want you to know and I want your servants to know, we're not going to roll over here and we're not going to go along with you and we're going to fight you and we're going to beat you and we're going to try you and you're going to pay. And you're going to pay. And this time it isn't going to be your puppet Hitler or your puppet Stalin. It's going to be you, David Rockefeller, and the Rothschilds and all of you.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Go ahead and jam in a bunch of your calls. We've got a documentary filmmaker who made the big film about global warming being a swindle joining us for about 30 minutes. Then we're going to have open phones throughout the broadcast. We're going to play some of those Ron Paul clips from famous speech he gave Neocon that's now resurfaced. Joe, where are you calling from today?
Wisconsin.
Hello.
And just in case it wasn't covered, there is no safety in shadows, but the Sanhedrin is going to reinstitute Passover sacrifices. I got that out of Haaretz. Now, I can go into detail about what that exactly means, but I would use it as a talking point to go to your neighbors and talk to them. I mean, I've talked to various religious.
Talk to your neighbors. Don't talk to your neighbors about how the Federal Reserve's private or any of that. You go talk to them about the Sanhedrin.
Well, no, it's about the Passover sacrifices. Basically, what it means is that God, when he said, "I am going to stop the Israelites from making their annual ritual sacrifice," it was meant more as a symbology for Jesus himself. And once he made his sacrifice, once Jesus was sacrificed, that was the perfect atonement. And now the Israelites are trying to go back to that system. They're trying to say, no, this meant nothing, and God will see that as the ultimate abomination. And I would just like...
So they haven't been having it because they haven't had their temple.
Right, but they
okay, so they're not doing it from a Christian perspective.
No.
But I understand what you're saying.
They have gotten a hold of the Ark of the Covenant. They have... found a red heifer. They've gotten the ashes of the old sacrifice, and they're going to reinstitute this. Now, politely, talk to your neighbors. I've spoken to people
Go tell your neighbors about red heifers?
Well, no.
I mean, look, I know all about this stuff, and I understand the new temple, end of the world type stuff. I understand all that. But I would approach your neighbors, frankly. I mean, they're not going to know. I would maybe in the fourth or fifth conversation you have with them, I'd get into Sanhedrin and red heifers.
Well, just say that Jesus is the perfect sacrifice. Just start from that point. But I've talked to Muslims.
But there's no debate that religious Orthodox Jews aren't Christians.
Well, obvious. But you can talk to them about why are you sacrificing, and most of them will say, well, we just have to. And it's like, no, what's the purpose behind it?
I understand. Listen, I really appreciate your call. I really do. What do you say, you know? I mean, what do you say about spotless heifers? I mean, it's illegal to... talk about Jesus, to say the name Jesus on the streets of Jerusalem or anywhere in Israel. You're not allowed to hand out tracts. You're not allowed to have churches. Nothing. And so Pastor Hagee gets up on TV and says that Jews in Israel don't have to come to Christ and they're better than anybody. He said that at the AIPAC meeting. What do you expect? What do you expect from this devil government? That's exactly what the Bible says will happen. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, you want to approach somebody to talk to them about Israel, talk to them about that. Or laws in Israel against a Jew marrying anybody but a Jew. They're the only country in the world that has race marriage laws. Why is that okay? Why is that good? Why is that acceptable with these pulpit prostitutes like Pastor Hagee? I mean, it's just disgusting. Don't worry, you're going to get your leader soon enough. He'll rise and they're going to worship him. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.